USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Speaker of the House is the presiding officer of the United States House of Representatives. The House elects its Speaker at the beginning of a new Congress. This year, that is tomorrow, Tuesday, at noon Eastern. Representative Kevin McCarthy is the frontrunner for the roll call vote. As the border crisis continues, the amount of illegal immigrants being allowed into the country and no ability for them to work is making conditions ripe for slave labor to return to the USA. So says Andrew Arthur on Fox News. He's from the Center for Immigration Studies.
So they enter into agreements with the smugglers to work in the United States in substandard conditions, illegally, under the table, in virtual debt bondage. The idea that slavery exists in the United States in the 21st century should be anathema to every American, and yet that's what's going on.
Throughout the weekend, dozens of people throughout California have been rescued during heavy rainfall and flooding. Roughly 62,000 in the Golden State are still without power this hour. The southwest lanes of the Highway 101 in South San Francisco were reported reopened after being closed for flooding Sunday. Snow blanketed the Sierra Nevada mountains at a rate of nearly 8 inches per hour. In the Sacramento Valley, a levee was breached in three places. In rural Wilton, that's about 15 minutes south of Sacramento on I-5. Let's get an extradition update on the Pennsylvania suspect in the Idaho college students' murders.
Brian Koberger could be back in Idaho as soon as next week following an extradition hearing scheduled for Tuesday. His attorney says the Washington State University grad student will most likely waive his right to extradition. The 28-year-old is suspected of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in November. Koberger was arrested Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania. The attorney says his client is confident he'll be exonerated. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Welcome to 2023, and here we go. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Marvel actor Jeremy Renner is in critical but stable condition after getting into a snowplow accident on Sunday. The Hawkeye star was injured in Nevada after experiencing a weather-related accident while plowing in a big snowplow. No details of what happened were given. Jeremy was reportedly airlifted to an area hospital near Reno, Nevada. The Empire State officially has a governor.
Governor Kathy Hochul took the oath on Sunday at her inauguration. Hochul, who became governor when Andrew Cuomo stepped down in 2021, is not taking her historic moment lightly.
And now as I stand before you, humbled by this honor, I'm ready to take on the fight.
The Buffalo native said this day belongs to little girls and to young women who will grow up knowing that from this day forward, there are no barriers they can overcome. Hochul defeated former Congressman Lee Zeldin in November. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Russia fired multiple drones overnight to attack parts of Ukraine. It's reported dozens were shot down on Monday. Russia continues to bomb from afar as attacks through the weekend killed three civilians on New Year's Eve. Four people are dead after two helicopters crashed near SeaWorld on the Gold Coast in Australia Monday. The crash between two helicopters happened about 2 p.m. local time. Authorities said 13 people were on the two helicopters. Of those 13, four died, three are in critical condition, and six others have minor injuries. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.